What is going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to the Your Boy Elroy MMA podcast. I am your host, Josh Prep Egina. It is September, guys. We're here. As I'm recording this, it is September 3rd. Nah, I don't know why I said that. It's September 1st as I'm recording this. You guys are listening to this on the 2nd. And I'm happy to be here. I am happy to be here. It's been a week. It has been a week, man. But we made it through. We have made it through. So today, my newest favorite hobby, I'm going to start off with this. Scent of the day for today. I actually wore this to work this morning, and I wore it to church today, so it's technically still on me right now. Church was a few hours ago. Let me see. Scent of the day from the House of Latafa. This is Ejazzy. It is a amber woody citrus with notes of. In the top, we have citruses, lavender, and cardamom. In the mid, we have pepper, patchouli, and lily of the valley. And it dries down in the base with some ambroxan and some woody notes. There's some vetiver and oak moss as well. This is mass appeal. Like, there's no one who's going to smell this and be like, that smells, no, this is like the, it should be called mass appeal. on Fragrantica, this perfume reminds me of Office for Men by Fragrance One. Bleu de Chanel is something that you'll see a lot. And then Ajmal Hatkora Wood. So that's a Middle Eastern brand, as is Latafa. Probably the brand that I have the most fragrances from right now. But this one's a good one. This was in my latest haul. And I am a fan. Lasts pretty long. The sillage is decent. You know, you get a good scent bubble around you. Definitely a masculine fragrance. Great value. And the longevity. I wore it to work yesterday or 2 days ago. And I spray my wrist on purpose. Just so I can smell it, you know, to see if it's still there. And, you know, 8 hours in, it was still on my skin. The projection at that point, obviously, is not amazing or not great at all. Almost non-existent, but it's on my skin for 8 hours. So it was cool to see that, you know, $20. You can't beat it, man. Ejazzy by Latafa. It's a killer, killer scent. Like I said, man, this week has just been a week. It's been a week, man, a tough one. But it's all right, you know. I'm pretty sure I've talked about it recently, you know, so I'm just continue my job search nice and quiet and, you know, figure it out. I just don't agree with going to a job that you hate every day. It's it becomes more and more of a nightmare every few days, but it's all right. There's so many things worse that could happen. What if I didn't have a job? That'd be an issue, right? But I am grateful to an extent about what I do for a living, and it'll get better. I try to say that to myself every so often. It'll get better. So yeah, let's talk about this week. I don't want to talk too much negative. Let's talk about the good stuff. So Monday, I get out of work and I get a my wife calls me every time she gets out of work to let me know that she's on her way home. So I pick up. I'm pretty sure I'm walking out of my job the same time she's calling. So I've called, like, hey, I'm on my way home too. And I hear Sadie in the background, my daughter. Poppy got a package for you. I'm like, what? Okay. I guess there's a package for me. Mind you, she wasn't even home yet. But her mom warned her, like, hey, when we get home, Poppy's gonna have a package. You have to give it to him. So I walk in the door. Monday was like a really tough day. And Sadie hands me the package. So I see the address, I see the name, and I see my wife recording. So I'm like, great. Okay. So it's from my best friend, Eck, from back home. And I open it, and it's like a bunch of stuff. So there's wrestling 8x10s, which, I love. I love the idea of having them in frames, but recently I've kind of been trying to cut down on like all these collections. So I'm like, you know what? This would be just fine in a binder. So I think I'm gonna do that with the majority of them and just keep the really cool ones in frames.
Oh, excuse me.
So I'm going through the box and there's, like I said, wrestling 8x10s. There's some poker chips that WWF or WWE used to make back in the early like 2010s, like in that, like right after I got out of high school. Some stickers. Sends me a suplex sticker, which I can never have enough of. A Supreme sticker, which I've been dying to get because for some reason I don't have any. And he sends me this sweater that before, I'm pretty sure it was like before Sadie was born, we had a conversation. He's like, hey man, I have this sweater from Beans, which is his daughter. He's like, she grew out of it, but I love that sweater. She wore it like 2 years in a row for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it was like a big deal. He's like, I would love for Sadie to have it, And it was, I was like, oh yeah, cool. It's, he showed me a picture of it. He's like, it's this one. It's a beautiful sweater. So I'm like, yeah, of course. So he finally sends it. And that, like, I kind of got emotional when I saw that because it's like, that was like pre having my daughter that he brought it up. And so I was already like getting kind of emotional there. And then I see like something wrapped in like tissue paper. And then I noticed that it's an action figure. So I'm like, ah, oh, I know what this is. So I open it and it is the Unmatched Series 4 CM Punk Chase figure. It's a 1 of 5,000. And it's cool. It's just a AEW Punk, plain, like just a Trunks Punk with a microphone. And I ended up crying because it just hit, after having like such a rough few weeks in the job space, to come home to a package from some friends from back home, just really made me miss them. And it's I feel bad saying it, but it's kind of made me want to be more active in our group chats. So I've been trying to do that, but those two friends, Eric and Aaron, are like two of the most understanding, and they understand when I kind of like crawl into a hole for a little bit just to give me some time. But I love those guys. Dudes, if you hear this, I love you. Thank you so much for the package. It really hit me in the feels, which I don't know if you aim to do, but you did it. And I love you guys for it. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to see you. But that was like the good for my week. We had Monday night prayer at church, which was always awesome. And last week was the first week, and we continued this week with Bible study in person. So that was cool. Jen finally got to go, my wife. And she started school today as far as teaching kids. Today was their first day, so I wish her the best for the school year, man. My wife is a hell of a teacher. So proud of her. And I know she's going to crush it. But let's get into MMA, because that's why you guys are here. That is why you guys are here. So let's just start off with a quick recap. Last week, no UFC, no Bellator. We had one championship, which was all by itself. It was weird because it was technically like two cards. But truly, we were just focused on the second card from later on. But I will say, Christian Lee defends his title as he KO'd Ray Yoon Ok in the second round of the main event. Congratulations to Christian Lee. And Kai Tang defeated Tan Lee by unanimous decision to, I believe, win the ONE Championship lightweight title. So those were the two like important fights on that card. Then we move on to ONE on Prime Video ONE in the main event. The challenger, Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, defeats Adriana Moraes in the fourth round with a beautiful flying knee. Demetrius Johnson was losing that fight. It wasn't like completely dominant, but he was definitely losing that fight going into the fourth round. And he catches Adriana Moraes with a fourth, with a right cross in that fourth, and takes Adriana off balance, falling back into the cage. And as soon as Adriana's back hit the cage, Demetrius threw this like thunderous flying knee that just KOs Adriana Moraes. Revenge is sweet. He gets it done with this. Oh, man. It's so crazy. Demetrius Johnson in this fight. Live by the sword, die by the sword. It was awesome to see. I think I wrote it on Instagram. All is well in the world. DJ's champ again. Congratulations to Mighty Mouse. Yeah, Buchecha submits Grishenko by heel hook in the first round. There's a bunch of other, you know, fun fights on this card. Unfortunately for me, the names are so tough to pronounce that I don't want to embarrass myself. But definitely go watch the co-main event and the fight before that, as well as the Buchecha. Yeah. And yeah, that was ONE Championship on Prime Video. I hope they did great. Congratulations to DJ, man. He crushed it. Unfortunately, we were supposed to get Rod Tang on this card. We were supposed to get Jonathan Haggerty on this card. Both those guys sick. Real sad, man. Big stars in the non-MMA space for this promotion. And both just couldn't make it to the cage. It's a shame. We had the Contender Series this past Tuesday. as we do every Tuesday for the next few weeks. And it was a fun one. Starting off the night, Blake Builder submits Alex Morgan by rear naked choke in the first round. He gets a contract. Victoria Dudakova defeats Maria Silva by unanimous decision. She gets a contract. Congratulations. Matuj Rubetsky defeats Rodrigo Lido by rear naked choke in the first round. He gets a contract. Cedricus Dumas defeats Matej Penas by guillotine choke in the first round. He gets a contract. And in the main event, in the third round, Yusaku Kinishota defeats Jose Henrique by TKO in the third round. That was my standout performance from this week on this show. This dude's like 22 years old. He's 6-1 now. The quote-unquote loss is from a disqualification where he, I think, held the fence or something. I don't remember. But it was something stupid. But that Henrique guy, he's going to be in the UFC one day too, man. These guys were going at it. But at the end, Kinishota just sleeps Henrique. It was insane to watch, man. What a night of fights on Tuesday, man. Congratulations to Dana for once again. These matchmakers are killing it, Dana. Give them a hug from me. Which brings us to this week. Live from the Accor Arena in Paris, France. We have UFC Fight Night. Sadio Gane versus Tai Tuivasa. Man, this is super exciting. There's something about this main event. Obviously, you guys know, big Sadio Gane fan. But how could you not love the story of Tai Tuivasa? This dude has been on cloud nine for months now. After going 3-3 in his first six UFC fights, he has wins over Stefan Struve, TK knockout, Harry Hunsucker, knockout, Greg Hardy, knockout, Augusto Sakai, knockout, and the Black Beast, Derek Lewis, knockout. This dude's 5-fight win streak and just streaking. Super lovable personality, really fan-friendly fight style, and he's only 29, man. This is exciting. Unfortunately, he has one of the most technical, just full-tool mixed martial artists in the heavyweight division, in Cyril Gane, coming off of that loss, his first loss, to Francis Ngannou. I'm not going to make a pick here, but it could either be a really fun fight if Tai can bring the pressure, or it could be a really lame fight if Cyril Gane just picks him apart from the outside. So we will see. We will see what's going on. In the co-main event, we have a fun one at middleweight. The Reaper, Robert Whittaker, takes on the Italian Dream. Is that his name? The Italian Dream? Marvin Vittori, a.k.a. the most delusional fighter in the UFC. Man, I can't stand this guy. I hope Bobby Knuckles punches a hole through his chest. Some other fights. Alessio De Chirico versus Roman Kapilov. That should be fun. John McDessie versus Nakrat Hasprakparas. William Gomez versus Jarno Ahrens. Charles Air Jordan versus Nathaniel Wood. Absupian Magomedov versus Dustin Stolzfus. This Magomedov guy, I hear he's pretty good. I hear he's pretty damn good. Farazim versus Michelle Figlak. Nasruddin Imavov versus Joaquin Buckley. I cannot believe where this fight is in the order. Benoit St. Denis versus Gabriel Miranda. Christian Quinones versus Khalid Taha. And starting off the night, Aline Perez versus Stephanie Eger. So UFC's debut in Paris, France. It's going to be a fun one. Tied to Tuivasa's fighting. I completely want to see fireworks. I don't care who wins, but I hope these guys throw down. Then next Tuesday, we're back with Dana White's Contender Series. Rodolfo Bulato and Victor Petrino are in the main event. Trey Waters versus Gabriel Bonfim. Jimmy Lawson versus Kevin Slaferski. Whew, that's a tough name. Ismael Bonfim versus Nariman Abbasov. And Teresa Bleda versus Nayara Maya. So what I hear is the Bonfim brothers are a huge deal. So I am excited to see them. Besides that, don't know anybody here. It doesn't matter. I just want to see great fights. And you guys want to hear great podcasts. And that's what we're here for. This has been this week's episode of YBE MMA. You can find me on all forms of social media. Elroy Prepson, one word. You can find the show on Instagram at YBE MMA Podcast, as well as Teespring. Teespring.com/stores/YBE MMA Podcast. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Love your mothers. I love you, Mom. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll see you next week.